Folks, do you know what pushback is? Pushback is not normally malicious, but pushback is a default skepticism that people have, often in organizational settings, but just as frequently in private and social settings. Volume does not equate all of the time with accuracy. In the last podcast, I talked about the importance of volume. But some people want more. Some people are naturally skeptical. They're cynical. And it's negligent not to be prepared for pushback. Even though it's not malicious, even though you won't always encounter it, it's negligent not to be prepared for it, especially in business settings, especially among people who might not know you intimately well. But I'll tell you something about pushback in terms of your mindset, in terms of your self-worth, and that is this. Now listen carefully. Pushback is a sign of interest. Questioning, resistance, objections, they are all signs of interest. What you don't want is apathy, where people say nothing and simply wander away when you're done. So look at pushback as opportunity, because people are taking enough of an interest to challenge you. Invite it and don't be surprised by it. Ask people, do you have any concerns? Do you have any questions? Do you have any ideas why this might or might not work? So don't act surprised by it. Expect it and invite it. Because pushback means that people are considering what you said. So in terms of your self-worth, right away you know that they're taking you seriously. Don't take pushback as a negative commentary on your self-worth. Accept it as support of your self-worth. It can become your strongest ally. It can gain you supporters. If you don't take it, accept it, regard it as a personal attack, but regard it as healthy and positive interaction among those who want to learn more and are entertaining what you have to say.